Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Walking Preachers. This is a weekly series of things I'm reading and pondering from Charles Spurgeon. For we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Charles Spurgeon said, "Walking is a position that signifies activity. You would suppose, from the way some Christians deport themselves, that their whole life was spent in meditation. It is a blessed thing to sit with Mary at the Master's feet, but we walk as well as sit. We do not merely learn, but we practice what we know. We are not simply scholars, but having been taught as scholars, we go on to show our scholarship by working in the vineyard or wherever else the Master may be pleased to place us. You would gather indeed from what others say that the whole life of a Christian is to be spent in prayer. Prayer, it is true, is the vitality of the secret parts of Christian life, but we are not always on our knees. We are not constantly engaged in seeking blessings from heaven. We do continue in prayer, but we are also engaged in showing forth to others the blessings that we have received and in exhibiting in our daily actions the fruits that we have gathered on the mountaintop of communion with God. We walk, and this implies activity. We walk. This is more than some can say. They can affirm, we talk, we think, we experience, we feel, but true Christians can say with the Apostle Paul, we walk. Oh, that we may ever be able to say it too. Here then is the activity of the Christian life." From Charles Spurgeon's sermon, Faith versus Sight. Edgar A. Guest captured this idea well in his poem, Sermons We See. The first stanza says, "I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one should walk with me than merely show the way. The eye's a better pupil and more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but example's always clear. And the best of all preachers are the men who live their creeds, for to see the good in action is what everybody needs." Or, as Francis of Assisi noted, "It is no use walking anywhere to preach unless our walking is our preaching." So a fantastic question for every Christian to ask themselves is this: do people know that I'm walking with Jesus, even if I never open my mouth to tell them?
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.